In this bulletin, Bill Shorten rubbishes suggestions he wants to weaken border protection policies. New South Wales Labor Party formally withdraws its endorsement for Emma Hussa as its candidate for the federal seat of Lindsay. And FIFA joins the fight to free a Melbourne footballer facing deportation to Bahrain. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Jackmelos. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has rejected suggestions he wants to weaken border protection policies. Labor is supporting a bill which would allow refugees and asylum seekers on Nauru and Manus Island greater access to medical care in Australia. The coalition says Labor wants to give the green light to people smugglers, but Mr. Shorten says that's simply not true.
We will turn back boats where it is safe to do so. We will still keep offshore processing, full stop. But if Mr. Morrison's trying to argue that the only way you have borders protections is not to provide timely medical treatment to some asylum seekers in Manus and Nauru, that's rubbish.
The New South Wales Labor Party has formally withdrawn its endorsement of Western Sydney MP Emma Hussa as its candidate for the federal seat of Lindsay. The party's administrative committee met this morning and decided to refer the pre-selection of Labor's candidate for the seat of Lindsay to the national executive. Ms. Hussa has not ruled out running as an independent. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he has no plans to lift a ban on federal MPs hiring their spouses. Barnaby Joyce has called for an end to the policy, saying it would help keep families together. Mr. Joyce resigned as Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader earlier this year after it was revealed he had an affair with staffer Vicky Campion. Speaking to the Seven Network, Mr. Morrison ruled out dumping the ban.
No, we've got no plans to do that, Sam. That arrangement has been in place, as you know, for 5 years. A bit more than that. So, no, we've got no plans for that.
FIFA says it wants a footballer who has refugee status in Australia to return to the country at the earliest possible moment rather than be extradited back to Bahrain. Former Bahraini international Hakim Ali Rabi was detained at Bangkok Airport last week after an Interpol warrant for his arrest was issued. He remains in custody as Thai authorities decide whether to deport him to Bahrain or allow him to return to Australia. That is, despite him being cleared to return home after the red notice was lifted. FIFA says it expects his case to be solved in accordance with well-established international standards and has asked Australian football officials to urgently take the matter up with their government. Australian authorities said last week that embassy officials in Bangkok are working on the case. The United Nations says just getting Yemen's warring sides together for talks is an important milestone. The war began in 2015 after a Saudi-led Arab coalition intervened to restore a government ousted by the Iran-aligned Houthi government. The conflict has killed tens of thousands of people and spawned what the UN calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis. No talks have been held since 2016, and the last attempt in Geneva in September failed when the Houthis did not attend. UN Special Envoy to Yemen, Martin Griffiths, says today talks in Sweden could be the start of progress.
We're now here. That's an achievement, but it's by no means enough. It is an achievement because it's difficult to get parties who are warring in a very, very hot war in Yemen to sit down opposite each other, as we have just seen them do. It's not easy in any conflict. Yemen is no different. They're here. But we have ambitions, of course, beyond that.
A Chinese doctor who sparked global outrage by claiming he created the world's first gene-edited babies has reportedly gone missing. He Jiangqiu has not been seen since speaking at a summit in Hong Kong last week. He copped criticism from academics for using gene editing technology to alter the genes of twin girls. His peers, the Chinese government and his own university, have reportedly denounced him. To cricket, and the second day of Australia's first test against India is underway in Adelaide. India finished their first innings with a total of 250 runs, while Australia's Josh Hazlewood bowled out Mohammad Shami in the first ball of the day. Australia lost the wicket of Aaron Finch early, but made it to lunch with 4 for 88. Let's check out Saturday's weather now. It'll be sunny in Perth and 28, a possible shower in Adelaide and 26. Much the same for Melbourne, 27, 22 and a few showers also in Hobart. Fine weather, a hot 34 degrees in Canberra. Sunny also in Wollongong, 26 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 28. In Newcastle, sunny and 31. In Brisbane, cloudy and 24. In Cairns, a few showers and 34. 34 degrees also for Darwin with a shower and a possible storm. I'm Peggy Jackmelos. This is SBS News.